Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, 2, Week 12, The Giver of Gifts and the Constituents of God's Armor. Lord's Day, Related Verses. 1 Peter 5, verses 5 through 11. In like manner, younger men, be subject to elders, and all of you gird yourselves with humility toward one another, because God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, be humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your anxiety on him, because it matters to him concerning you. Be sober, watch. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking someone to devour. Him withstand, being firm in your faith, knowing that the same sufferings are being accomplished among your brotherhood in the world. But the God of all grace, he who has called you into his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little while, will himself perfect, establish, strengthen, and ground you. To him be the glory and the might forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians 6, verse 16, note 2 on faith. Verse 16, besides all these, having taken up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. Note 2 on faith. We need to have our loins girded with truth, our conscience covered with righteousness, our feet shod with peace, and our entire being protected with the shield of faith. If we live by God as reality, truth, we have righteousness, and righteousness issues in peace. Having all these, we can easily have faith as a shield against the evil one's flaming darts. Christ is the author and perfecter of such faith. For us to stand firmly in the battle, we need to be equipped with all these four items of God's armor.